The proposed refinancing of bonds associated with a previous tobacco settlement would net the state $650 million, but there's no assurance how much of it would be spent on anti-smoking programs. Todd Berry from the Wisconsin Taxpayer Alliance notes the state is facing tight times, and the money could potentially be used once again to plug a budget shortfall, just like it was during the McCallum administration, a controversial decision which Jim Doyle criticized at the time.
That's an awfully large sum of money that is going to be very tempting to any politician that wants to do the things that politicians like to do, which is cut taxes or raise spending. In other words, it's a pot of money.
The state's budget director says the governor is committed to using tobacco settlement money to reduce smoking. David Schmidtke says Doyle plans to create an endowment for that purpose, but he'll need help from other elected officials on how that money's spent.
The use of those investment earnings for anti-tobacco and anti-smoking efforts, that will require legislative approval.
The Wisconsin Taxpayer Alliance says another potential pitfall of the proposed refinancing is that it would take the state longer to pay off bonds issued after the state sold its right to tobacco money 5 years ago so that it could get a lump sum of cash up front. Shimmy Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.